With your local sports, I'm April Cummings. There is a new sports organization in town. Today marked the official introduction of the new Cayman Youth Football League, a nonprofit launched to spearhead the development and expansion of youth football competitions in schools across the islands.
This not-for-profit company will assume responsibility for the administration of the CUC Primary Football League, which has been running for over 15 years now, or into the 15th year now, and the Dard Under 13 High School League, which is entering its third year of competition. Both competitions are for boys and girls. The CYFL will also this year introduce the CUC Under 16 High School Leagues during this school term. And this will offer competition to high school boys and girls between the ages of 14 and 16.
That's Caribbean Utilities CEO Richard Hugh, who is president of the new CYFL. It's expected to provide an opportunity for more than 1,000 school-aged children to participate in inter-school football competition.
We started out the CUC PFL 15 years ago with only boys competition for 18 primary schools. It's now grown tremendously and continues to grow. And we needed to bring more resources to bear under proper governance and administrative structure.
Along with being a nonprofit, the structure includes a board of directors with Mark Whiteside serving as general secretary, John Pitcairn, treasurer, Richard Barton, Neil Murray, and Chloe Tatum serving as directors. CUC and DART are major sponsors with support from Progressive Distributors. Appleby and Astera provided legal and company registration services. Now, for those of you who've been following youth football or pretty much any level of football over the years, you know that CUC employee Neil Murray has been a passionate advocate for the sport and donated countless hours over the years. I asked him today how it feels to see this new organization come together to provide not just funding, but support across multiple aspects of developing young footballers, something he's been dreaming about for years.
We all came up through Coach Chung, and he put into place our values for football. And his value was always to pass on your expertise to others, get others, lift others up to where you are. PFL, we started 15 years ago. Richard wanted to get CUC involved with football. And of course, I was a kind of a natural person to speak with. So Richard kind of grabbed me, and we both decided the PFL was where to go. So over the 15 years, we've kind of lifted that up financially, helped all the schools attain, something across a level playing field, if you excuse the pun anyway. But this next high school part of it, we've never really had an established high school league. And it was actually Lee Ramon and myself, when Lee was president of CIFA, we kind of made the jump to say, let's go and let's start this league. We kind of figured that we'd obviously have to go to the Department of Sports, Ministry of Sports, and everything like that. But we were kind of set on getting this set and done. And we approached DART, who were eager to sponsor the under-13s, and it was a plan of ours to do something similar to what they have in Jamaica and Trinidad, where the high school league is that well represented, it's well supported. All the players, or every player that plays, has to come through school. So there's no better place to start than the primary school, and then we take it on to the high school, and then hopefully we'll get kids in colleges, and that's our main goal.
So you really see, you've come through the past, but you really see growth into the future, that some of this work that you've been doing for countless hours actually will perhaps achieve some of the dreams you've had for.
Oh yeah, I mean, as Richard alluded to, it's nice to see our current youth national teams, even senior national teams, and realize that every one of those players came through the primary league, and hopefully we'll have that same positive nature when it comes to the high school league. So it's just kind of natural for me. As you say, I've always been doing it. I was a product too that went to college. My education was paid for through football. And we just want to get that same kind of opportunity for every player that plays in the primary league and high school league.
The 2019 CUC Girls Primary Football League season will kick off with the customary GPFL opening rally this Saturday, September 14th, at the Annex Field, followed by the 2019 CUC PFL opening rally on Saturday, September 21st, also at the Annex. The DART Under 13 High School Leagues will commence on Wednesday, September 18th, and Thursday, September 19th. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm April Cummings.